John 14:21. He that hath my commandments and keepeth them, he it is that loveth me. And he that loveth me shall be loved of my Father, and I will love him, and will manifest myself to him. The Christian life is not all that complicated. In this vital Bible verse, Jesus lays out for us two plain and simple thoughts. Those of us who have the commandments of Christ should keep them. Now that makes sense, doesn't it? What is the use of having and knowing the Word of Christ if we ignore it, live contrary to it, and willingly disobey it? Jesus said that obedience to His Word is the proof of our love for Him. Most of us have taken care of the first part of this thought. We all have Bibles. In fact, we usually have a number of Bibles in our homes, the King James, the New American Standard, the Amplified, and so on. We have the commands of God. But the critical issue is, do we obey them? Do we pattern our lives after the Scriptures? Two problems can arise. One, we can have the Scriptures in our homes, but then can be left on the shelves unopened. One man said that if everyone in America who owned a Bible would blow on the cover at the same time, it would create the biggest dust storm ever experienced in the U.S. Maybe so. We know that can happen. To neglect the Word of God, not read it, study it, memorize it. But a second problem can arise. We can be one of those who learn the commandments of God in vain. How is that possible? Simple. To have them and not keep them. Jesus said, "If you know these things, happy are ye if you do them." To have the commands of Christ in our heads is one thing. To know them is all important. To keep them is imperative. This vital Bible verse then states the blessings that follow a life of obedience. He who loves Christ will be loved by the Father. God so loves His Son that He showers grace upon them who love Him also. Then Jesus said that He will love us too. In the nature of God, nothing shines more brightly than the fact that God is love, unless it is the fact that God loves us. The next blessing that follows is the promise of the personal manifestation of Christ to our hearts and lives. He gives us grace to understand something of the dimensions of His eternal love for us. Christ does not manifest Himself in all of His fullness to the wayward and disobedient. Why? Because their ears are tuned to a different voice, and their feet are turned to a different path. Let me urge you to take this matter seriously. Learn the Word of God and keep it. May God bless you as you fill your life with His Word.